Ladies, if you haven't heard about adaptogens yet, well, you are in for something exciting, something liberating, something I love, which is Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is packed with these powerful herbal extracts that are backed by science for their ability to help the body adapt, especially the hormonal changes that, you know, we women naturally experience throughout our life, especially that time of the month. And so what makes Hormone Harmony stand out is that it is not just for menopause, okay? I'm not experiencing menopause yet. It is designed for all of us, any woman looking to support her body's hormone levels, whether you're dealing with monthly challenges or just want to feel more balanced. It's perfect for women dealing with hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and also, you know, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And women everywhere are talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. That's how great it is. And it's become a true phenomenon, because it helps with those common hormonal fluctuations that can make life difficult. Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, have crafted a formula that's sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested with over 17,000 glowing reviews. Women keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, I feel like myself again. And we want you to say that too. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today.
Listen to that. Listen to your energy. Listen to that feminine superpower that's always been telling you what you need and what's right for you. You are more intuitive than you can even comprehend.
Magical friends, my name is Raquel. Welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to another Memory Lane episode, which I haven't been doing a lot of intros to, but I've been trying to bring forth old episodes that meant a lot and I still connect with in some way, shape, or form. And I feel like many of you who are newer listeners have yet to hear, or some of you might like to remember and have a little reminder of past magical conversations. And so this one takes us way back to 2018 when I was sipping tea in New Zealand with my dear Kiwi friend, Emma Milden, who is one of the sweetest souls I've had the privilege of connecting with on this Your Own Magic journey over the past almost 7 years. Next month, that is wild. This has been around for almost 7 years now. Anyway, Emma is a divine, divine goddess in her own right, an internationally best-selling author, creator of Wabi Sabi magazine, a spiritual activist, and someone lovingly known as everyone's spiritual personal assistant. And her wisdom on crystals, astrology, numerology, feng shui, aromatherapy, and so much more has guided many of their path to self-exploration. And so in this episode, we dive deep into her book, Evolution of Goddess, A Modern Girl's Guide to Activating Your Feminine Superpowers, and explore the five elemental archetypes of the moon, water, earth, air and sun. And Emma reminds us of the limitless potential every goddess has the right to own, her feminine superpowers. So I know you'll enjoy this episode like I did. It is wild to go back to that time. I was in a whole different headspace, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and I've evolved so much, but I still love and cherish that human who she was at that time. She was so wildly different. And I'm just thankful for this journey, especially just remembering that time. That was an epic trip. Very epic. I went there with some friends. We ended up parting ways and I was on my own. That's when I also recorded my most popular episode, Dear Shell, when I open up about my eating, severe eating disorder, and how I was healing from that. And man, it's just wild how wildly different of a place I'm in now, and perhaps feel like a whole different goddess archetype now. Also, say hello to me on Instagram. I do have a private account. It is at RAQUELLE Mantra, Raquel Mantra. I do have a unique spelling, but you can see it in the show notes. And yeah, I do have a private account, but I can usually tell when someone is likely a listener. You know, we're on the same wavelength in some way. Well, anyway, with all that being said, sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful trip down memory lane with Emma Milden.
Always, wait, tell me why you have to always cut with your left hand.
It's this tarot roll.
Oh, by the way, we're playing tarot decks.
Dick.
Oh my God. Straight into it.
Straight into it. We're playing with tarot decks. Tarot. Or as Kiwi say, tarot decks.
Yeah, dicks. Grab your dick, my love. Get your hands on with that the left dick. Hand.
You can do shuffle. I need to edit that? This part of the intro out. I don't know. I think I'm going to keep it in. Okay. I'm shuffling. Wait. This is what I usually do. Is. Oh, but I usually use my right hand to choose.
Okay. Do what feels right.
No, but I'm going to try my left hand now.
Yeah.
So lift. What happens, though, is that my middle finger gets a kind of a heated sensation.
It's interesting. On your right.
No. It's my ring finger that gets a heated sensation. It's my eczema finger. I don't have eczema anymore, but like I had eczema on that finger.
Follow that then, if it works for you.
I'm going to try the left hand though. Let's try it out. All right. I'm not going to be biased. This one. Ascended Master Helios and Citrine. Your time to shine. Oh. So this is the Crystal Mandala Oracle deck by Alana Fairchild. That's Ellie's my favorite.
I love her.
Yes.
Aussie. Okay, what number?
All right, number 33.
Ah, 33.
Yeah, that's one of my numbers.
The masters. Oh, do you see 333 all the time?
All the time. Every day. Or 133, 233, 333, of course, like you just said, 433.
Yeah. It is your time to shine.
Wow.
You do not stand alone.
Oh my God, truth bumps. What? You do not stand alone. Wow. And yet, you will at times feel as though you are the lone lighthouse shining truth for those lost in a stormy sea of darkness who need help to find their way safely to shore. Oh my gosh. I need to... I
will send you that.
Yes. You think of yourself as a healer or not, know that at a deep and true level, your light, attitude, strength, and heart are an inspiration to many, even if you don't consciously realize this. Wow.
I just love that you don't stand alone.
I know. That was enough.
Yeah, that like,
was
done.
Powerful. Done. How about you?
Oh my God.
What did you draw?
I got Archangel Gabriel, where it always feels safe to be seen. 444.
No. 444. Oh. And it's number 11 as well. Oh, what in the world? Are these all double digits?
11. I'm a master number 11. Okay. Old souls know only too well that fear will not hesitate to destroy love if given the chance. You must not let fear do this to you. You have a choice. Bring you guidance.
There we go.
You already have these experiences in the past. You do not need to continue having them. Yeah, it's a karmic. You are ready to be seen. You shall not be cast down.
Yes.
I'm coming out from behind the books, I think. Let go of fear and take the next step on your journey. Speak up.
You got to speak up. Oh, I love tarot cards. So you guys need to try these Crystal Mandala Oracles. They are so thorough. Shout out to Alana Fairchild.
Yeah.
And shout out to Emma Milden, the divine goddess that is in my presence. I was right, by the way, everybody. In the intro, I predicted that your place would be super feng shuied, full of candles and crystals and super white and bright. Exactly what I visualized, plus a big Buddha. And what in the world? Yep. That is exactly what surrounds us. You have the cutest place.
Thank you. Yeah, I like my little pad.
I love your little pad. And Luna's outside. She's so fun. Oh, you might hear her barking sometimes throughout this. Anyways, I have some questions for you. that I'm going to be pulling up. So, the last time we talked on this podcast, we talked about all the mystical wisdom, everything that people go to you for, because you are their spiritual personal assistant, such as astrology and numerology. But we dived somewhat into the goddess stuff, but I want to definitely expand on this. Like, what got you, first of all, into wanting to dive deep into goddess and evolution of goddess?
Yeah. Do you know what? The truth, I didn't want to.
What?
I didn't want to. That's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Legit. I finished writing Soul Searcher's Handbook. And I was like, enough. I'm done. I'm exhausted. I've been slaving for these guides. I've been working away. I want my life back. I'm done. So I hung up my soul purpose. And I laid down in bed. And I was like, I'm going to rest and be lazy and live my life like a normal human, and I've served, I'm done. And about 6 hours later, I woke up.
Just 6 hours later.
Yeah. Long rest day. My guides are slave drivers. No, I swear to God, I'm in a spiritual slave rowing boat with whips on my back. And I sat upright, and I had this sense of overwhelming urgency, and I get really emotional whenever I talk about what happened with Evolution of Goddess, because I felt like it was an emergency. I felt hot and sweaty and anxious, and I scribbled. And I scribbled down feminine, goddess, and then these mixture of little logos. I wasn't sure what it was. It was like a scribble. And then in the morning I woke up and it was kind of like this cryptic Da Vinci code that I'd scribbled out, and I looked and I'd drawn like the evolution logo, but it wasn't ape to man. It was woman, and it was, you know, the mermaid to the fairy, to the empress, to the queen, to the businesswoman, to the warrior, to meditating. And so I Googled it, as I tend to do with my book ideas. And the more I looked at evolutionary logos, the more I realized that there was a Lego man, there was Homer Simpson, there was the ape and the man, but there was no female. There wasn't even Barbie evolving. And yeah. And I started looking into evolution. The word evolution started singing to me. And goddess was like a drum. And a whole new entourage of spiritual guides showed up. And these were sassy bitches. I swear to God.
Yes.
Soul Searcher's Handbook, it was like my spiritual training bra. This book demanded me to burn it, to burn my spiritual training bra. And not in a feminist way, in a feminine way. And it was,
wow. Wait, why do you say that? Not in a feminist way, but a feminine way.
Yeah. A feminine way. And I have mad respect for feminists. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm all for equality as well. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. But the feminine way was for today, and it's different because it's inclusive of everybody, because everybody can be feminine.
Everybody has feminine. It's not exactly. Gender specific.
Exactly.
And masculine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where it needed to shift. You know, it's a different time, a different energy. And yeah, so Evolution of Goddess came through, and it was all about that femininity, and minus the labels and minus the hurt. You know, as a society, we've evolved now to be smarter. We've evolved. We get it. We understand. We've healed. We've come a long way. We're working it out. We're more compassionate. We're more emotionally intelligent. So it was about evolving the amazing movements that were done by women before us so that I could stand up and write this book for everybody else. But it was about evolving it for now.
And I'm happy you did. That was a very powerful download, and a very clear download too. You think you're done, and then just 6 hours later, you are scribbling something that just cannot get out of your mind.
Oh my God.
That is so beyond powerful.
Well, the biggest thing happened because I was like urgent.
Yeah.
Sweat mo urgent. Like, just get on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was ringing every publisher that I could think of. I wanted this book out like as soon as possible. It felt like an emergency, I swear to God. Like literally the next day I was like, I need, this is urgent. Like my soul had me on fire about this.
Yes.
And I got really angry and really frustrated. And had like spiritual tantrum meltdown moments where everyone was telling me it's 3 years, everybody. I found the most amazing editor, Zena, who is like this goddess warrior who I couldn't have had the most amazing woman to work with me on Evolution of Goddess. And in that 3 years of me learning the art of patience, which is something I suck at, I am learning, and the art of surrender, the most amazing things unraveled, the spiral happened, and it was always meant to happen that way. You know, the Trump, the marches, Oprah, yeah. The marches, Oprah. And now, 2018, with Evolution of Goddess about to drop, I know why it was so urgent back then, because it was always going to take that amount of time.
Yes, everybody's recognizing now that there is the rise of the feminine happening. I even wrote a poem about it. The rise of the feminine is here. It's happening now.
Yep. Yeah.
The woman marches. This is the, there couldn't be a better time for this to come out. No wonder it took 3 years. And we're still also, wow, we're also still waiting for it to be released in June or July.
July.
One of the J months. Yeah. I knew that. So it's going to be released July
10th.
July 10th. Okay. Mark your calendars, people. But I wonder if there's something specific that is going to, and revolutionary that's going to happen that day.
Wow. Maybe. Tipping point.
Because it's being released during a time when, wow, feminine superpowers are taking over. Yeah. And I love the subtitle. It's A Modern Girl's Guide to Activating Your Feminine Superpowers. You guys, I have the advanced uncorrected proofs, not for sale copy in my hands. I love it. And it does have a drawing of a mermaid, fairy, Egyptian goddess. What is that?
Queen.
I didn't know that was a businesswoman. Yeah. That's amazing. Yogi and a meditator.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. I liked that it wasn't all about evolving from chimp to walking.
Yeah.
Because we evolve forward by turning inwards. Yeah. And I think that's what's beautiful about where we are as a society. Lots of people get spirituality. You know, we get it. We get that meditating is important. We know that yoga is good for us. We know that eating well and nourishing our body is good for us. We're conscious, right? We're mindful.
Many people.
Yeah, but are we activated? Like spiritually activated.
What does that mean to you, being activated?
There's a difference between be and being, right? To be is, you know, you can meditate, you can om, you can chant, you can self-love, me, spirituality. But being is showing up. It's how you are.
It's an actual verb. It's an actual action.
Yeah.
And then be, you just are.
Yeah.
You just are. And I love that. So you have the businesswoman, the yogi, then the meditator. And that this is pretty, because, you know, the queen, that seems so Renaissance and something that is foreign to us that we can't really, unless, you know, we can't really wrap our minds around right now at this time, except for we all have that queen energy. We have all these energies inside of us. But right now, in our physical presence, who we see the businesswoman, but it's interesting, the transition, is this like purpose, on purpose, the transition between the businesswoman and the yogi, somebody that is very influenced by the girl boss power and finding her soul as the yogi and then, but still active and needing to stay active and in that yang energy. And then she taps into her meditative soul. Is that
something you've got that it. I translated? You've got
wow, it. That is so interesting. I love this. What does goddess mean to you now, though?
Yeah, so it was interesting because obviously the amount of research I had to do for the book was insane.
Very intensive.
I was buried under books for a long time. And I read every definition of goddess you could think of, from archaeologists to theorists to psychologists to mythology to legends to archetypal studies. And the most consistent and I think resonating definition was a woman who is greatly admired. And it is that simple. And I think if you can make it a soul or a person who you greatly admire, and I mean, that's I think where the mythology and where the goddess really weaved in for me because we hear stories from when we're kids, fairy tales.
Yeah.
And it teaches us who we admire in the story and why. And we learn about the good guy and the bad guy, or the moral, or the lesson.
Yeah.
And why, you know, and they become the core of who we are as, and how we be, how we being.
It does shape us. Society has, especially in it with, you know, Disney princesses, has shaped our realities for us to assume that life should be the certain fairy tale way.
Yeah.
Or just not even just obviously movies, but there are so many pendulums, and I call them pendulums, but they're super structures that, as I call them pendulums, because it's like we're swaying.
Yeah.
And as momentum builds and the collective ends up believing this certain superstructure, the pendulum sways and the momentum gets stronger and stronger, and people become hypnotized to believe whatever this superstructure has had us believe. And wow, it's amazing that these stories that, for example, Disney, or I can't just blame Disney, but like,
damn you, Disney.
But we have, there's a certain goddess that we think that we're supposed to be, a certain princess that lives within all of us, but there's so many different types.
Well, I think we've forgotten that there's a beautiful, tragic, dark side to the goddess that got left behind in the fairy dust fairy tale ending of it all. And so when we're confronted with the void, and the woman with our sword down our back that wants to slay a situation or wants to flame ball a situation, we don't know how to deal with her.
And we don't think it's okay. We think that we're wrong. We think that this is not okay. We're not supposed to be this
way. We need to throw water on her.
Wow.
Like, how horrible.
Wow.
You know, this
or
part
burn
of
her down.
Yeah. Tie her up. Yeah. Muzzle her. You know? Yeah. And I think what we're seeing is, one, so many different discussions and conversations and points of view about the side of us that has been, I don't want to say silenced or at war or imprisoned, you know, there's all these different points on it, but she's just been asleep, sleeping beauty, buried under earth, right? And it's time that she
rises,
sprouted, rised. Yes.
And that feminine energy, not in just us females, but also men.
Men, and the most amazing men, and we see them. I mean, love him or hate him, Obama is great at his femininity. He's strong, but he's vulnerable. And he's powerful, but kind and compassionate. And that's what we love about him. He's playful.
He's playful. I love that. And we were talking about, well, we all have a little bit of masculine and a little bit of feminine inside of us, and that it's not gender specific. Men do carry feminine energy inside of them, and we carry masculine energy. But so what are some differences between the two?
So energy, whether it's yin or yang, masculine or feminine, good or bad, whatever, the whole point with everything is about balance. And I think when we think of the spectrum of life, and whether that it's spiritual atheist or masculine or feminine or activist or conservative, whatever, it's a spectrum. And actually anything-ist is normally a sign that it's out of balance. Terrorist, sexist, racist, whatever, it's out of balance. And the whole point is trying to hit that sweet spot in the middle. So meeting in the middle, so understanding your femininity and your masculinity when they collide, when they crash up against each other like two different seas, magic happens. And when you can dance with them both together, I think particularly for a lot of females, it's about being reacquainted with the feminine. A lot of people are really intimidated by the goddess and think it's hairy armpits and hanging out with girls in the forest with your tits out. It's not. Relax. It's relax. I think that's the other end of the spectrum. You know, again, it's about...
That's another archetype.
they call it. Yeah. You know, it's about understanding your body and how you ebb and flow and how things change and you change. And 1 minute you'll be feeling young feminine. Young feminine is the victim. I'm this way because this happened to me and this is why I'm like this. It's not my fault. This happened to me. Young masculine, there's a winner or a loser. I'm going to be the winner. It's on in the arena of life.
We've all had that. We've all been there.
Oh, man, every month. I mean,
but yeah, every month, first of all.
Every moon cycle, all these little characters come out to play. The mature feminine. Whoops, it's all right. Mature feminine is, she's not the victim anymore. She's grateful that those things happened to her and she's evolved from them. Mm. She's grateful that the tragedy happened because she's a better person. She learned from them. She took the lesson. She's not the victim anymore. The mature masculine, he won, but it was a hollow victory. Wow. He wants to understand how everyone can win. He understands that there's more than a winner or a loser. And I think when you can understand that, all straight. I mean, this stuff isn't new. Like, Caroline Mace has done the most amazing, Carl Jung, Pinkola, you know, Dr. Estes Pinkola, so many amazing theorists and archaeologists and authors have written about this stuff. They've written about it in sometimes such a deep way. Again, it's kind of like when I started writing Soul Searchers Handbook, I was like, these are intense. God, chill out. Can someone just tell me like the ABC version of what I need to know? And so it's kind of the same story. It's learning the energy. So again, coming back to your question, masculine energy, feminine energy. I look at archetypes like energy. So in the book, you learn about your archetype in an energy sense and how you can hone that and get that in balance. So you might be in fire goddess mode, which is amazing because fire goddess, yeah, sure, she can be destructive and she can burn shit down, but she is passionate. She is raw. She has a fire in her belly and she's action, right? She's yang.
Oh yeah.
The fire goddess. And she's, when she shows up, you're going to get shit done.
Mm.
Or you might be the water goddess. Now, water goddess is really sensitive and emotion. She feels deeply and she's very reactive. So she can be tranquil and calm, but then rage and storm. And she feels, and that's her superpower, her feelings.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the biggest things about the energies is that we've always looked at elements, particularly as four. Sun, earth, water, fire. Yeah. And there's always been five, particularly when it comes to goddess, because how could we ever think of the sun and ignore the moon? Yang. Yang, yeah. Sun, moon, yin. Yeah, so we're bringing everything goddess back, and that includes the moon element, our intuition, our creativity, our sense of nurture and protection, our grandmother energy, you know, the women that at the moment feel that sense of urgency to protect others that don't have a voice, to speak for the land that doesn't have a voice. It's moon energy, it's grandma energy.
Wow, I'm curious more about this moon energy and when it comes to its correlation with feminine energy.
Yeah.
Because let's say there's a full moon, and I know at that time we're supposed to celebrate and tap into that fire goddess.
Yeah. Different for everybody.
Right.
Because the thing is, okay, and I've said this about rituals before, every day you are different. You feel different. Different things happen to you. Your energy is different. What you need is different. The challenges that you're going to face is different. So to say that you have the same archetype is ridiculous.
Right.
You change every day. You're evolving every day.
We're evolving, expanding beings.
Yeah.
And we should be.
It's energy. So your energy, so whether you might be fire one day, moon the next, water the next, air the next.
I love it. Earth. Embrace it.
Yeah. Change. And so a full moon for you, one full moon might be about, I want to be surrounded by women. I want to learn and be in company. The next full moon, you're like full hermit mode. Fuck everyone.
That's a me sometimes. Yeah. I swear. There's one full moon where I am in this party mode. And then the next, I am a total hermit, like right now.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is you know what's right for you. Listen to that. Listen to your energy. Listen to that feminine superpower that's always been telling you.
Yeah.
what you need and what's right for you. You are more intuitive than you can even comprehend. So stop ignoring her. Like, how freaking rude. If someone talked to you on the street and you walked past them, you're a dick. So how does your intuition feel? Like, that's your feminine superpower.
Many people have a hard time and with listening to her, mm-hmm. and they numb themselves out. And there are might be a lot of girls and guys listening that are super tapped in maybe to their masculine energy. They might not recognize it right now, but they are listening to this and they're like, well, it sounds like I am not so in tune with my feminine energy. What are some steps or rituals that they can do, or what tools can they take right now after this podcast to move forward and tap into their feminine energy? By the way, guys, you'll be hearing some motorcycles pass, but that's okay. It's okay.
Sorry. That is not my bum or my tummy. I promise. It's a motorbike.
Excuse me.
The best way you can honor and welcome and bow and acknowledge feminine energy is to feel, acknowledge what you feel. And whether that's a hunch or a gut feeling or an emotion, and sit with that. You know, I think sometimes we're very good at patching things over or putting earth over seedlings of things that really should transcend and transpire into something beautiful and be something that we learn and grow with. We bury them. And so I think being able to really acknowledge what you feel and then start to sit with why.
Yeah.
That's the start.
Exactly. It's all about the language of feeling, which we talk about all the time in this podcast, because that is everything. That is your infinite wisdom right there. And that is your feminine energy right there. That language of feeling, that's everything, that you held all the answers right there. But people do sometimes like numb themselves out from listening to her, but just trust that you'll hear her. What are some of your intuitive hits when you know, thank you, that's a little nudge? Like, for me, I get chills. You know, I talk about that all the time, like, I have goosebumps, or I call it truth bumps now. Thanks to Jim Quick, one of our guests. I get truth bumps all the time whenever I'm like, that was a truth. That was a truth.
I love that. I get, you know, I'm a normal person. I ignore them sometimes, totally. I feel like my guides roll their eyes at me all the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah. I get numbers, a lot of repeating numbers.
Yes.
Songs. Mm. Really loud, profound voices. And it's not like an idea. It's not the type of feeling that you're like, oh, that's just something that popped into my head. It's like an echo.
Mm.
And they're the sort of things that go away. So you know when you have an idea and then you think, oh, I'll remember that later? These?
Oh.
Never like come back.
Some of my questions for you while I was driving here, and I'm like sitting here, I'm like, what were they? It happens. Oh yeah, and those ideas. Well, have you ever read Big Magic?
Yeah,
by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Oh my
and she
gosh.
Says that those ideas, if you don't grab those and take action on those and start being those right now, then they are going to float away.
Yeah,
to somebody
else.
Land
to someone else.
So whatever your idea is right now, it's a big idea. So take action on it, people.
Oh my god, I love Big Magic. Great book.
One of my favorite books of all time. I'm excited to dig more into this book. I'm going to flip open to a random page. Earth mythology.
Ooh.
There are different archetypes. And you and I were talking about earlier. And I know that I'm very, when it comes to the different elements, I think I have a lot of earth in me.
Yeah.
I don't have any air in my signs anywhere when it comes to astrology.
I don't want to say air is a bad thing.
Right.
But that is, it's quite a good thing considering you're here to get some stuff done.
I've been spending many days makeup free, and because I'm about to go to lunch with my dad, I put on a little bit of makeup, and my boyfriend looks at me and he's like, oh, you look pretty. Hey, where'd the other girl go? Road. Just a little joke there. But honestly, I'm obsessed with my makeup, which is from Thrive Cosmetics. Whether you're into a fresh face look, full glam, or perhaps something in between, you've probably seen their viral tubing mascara. You know, the one that is in a turquoise tube that's all over social media. And there's a reason their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. Yes, of course, I love that all their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and free from parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. But what truly makes me a fan is in their name. I mean, it's Thrive Cosmetics with a cause. The heart of what they do. Thrive Cosmetics gives back to amazing causes, supporting communities impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, veterans, and education. Amazing. Now, I'm totally hooked on their new Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. It's a 2-in-1 lipstick and liner that lets you line, define, and fill in your lips in just one step. I love that fuller look. Plus, it comes with a built-in sharpener, and it's waterproof, it's sweatproof, and it lasts up to 12 hours while delivering rich, opaque color. And it glides on effortlessly, giving me an even, bold, velvety finish that stays non-sticky and hydrated for hours. And of course, you know, I love their iconic Liquid Lash Extensions mascara. I mean, the name says it all. The tubing mascara gives you the look of lash extensions without any clumping, flaking, or smudging. And you can simply just wipe it off with warm water. And there's nourishing ingredients to support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. My favorite mascara of all time. I mean, I've been using this since 2020. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 20% off your first order. My magical friends with allergies, this is for you. Or if your child happens to have allergies or someone you're close to deals with it. Listen. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they happen to have a cat. Which I've been there, done that. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional. And who is Curex for? It's for patients with allergies, asthma, sinusitis, and eczema. And Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic and has changed the lives of thousands of people. Everything is 100% online, and you'll connect with a licensed doctor via Zoom or text, and Curex will ship custom medication right to your door to get you going on your journey to becoming allergy-free. Which I love that for you and myself. I mean, I've dealt with allergies my entire life since I was a child, and it has only been amplified with the change of season when I'm in Utah, especially during a pollen-infested summer. And so I definitely need allergy medication to just breathe and chill. And sometimes when I'm around a cat who's an outdoor cat as well, it flares up, which is a bummer because I love cats and I want to be a cat lady, but this hasn't changed since I was a child. Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work. They can really mess with your life, like wanting to move in with your partner, but being allergic to their dog or cat. Not fun, right? And so here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief, and it's easier than brushing your teeth. And these allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science with hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic. In fact, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Amazing. No one should be allergic to cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. I've seen the reviews and they're incredible. Like this one from Lisa Cox. Curex has been a godsend to me. Has been easy, painless, and effective. The staff and doctors there have been wonderful, kind, and understanding, as well as being accommodating and fantastic to work with. I'm never going back to any other allergy docs. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com. Yeah, well, my body, you know, it ebbs and flows like we were talking about. And you said there was a certain goddess. And I want to start talking about the different types of goddesses. Yeah. I'm so interested. So what was the one that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. So the other day we were sitting on the beach and you were talking away. And I have to be honest with you, for a moment there, I Charlie Browned. So all I could hear was, murr, 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 murr. And it wasn't because I wasn't with you, I was, but you changed.
Oh, interesting.
So it's almost like you shapeshifted in a way.
Yeah.
And I was looking at you and I looked over at the beach and all these birds flew away. And I was like, Morrigan. Now, Morrigan is an amazing goddess.
Uh-huh.
She's very Celtic, English, Irish. I'm not getting pinpointing that area right, but she's around that realm.
Like me.
Yeah. Your blood. Uh-huh. And she would change from goddess to crow, to crone, to maiden, wow, to mother, to crone, to crow. Beautiful shapeshifter. And her story is kind of sad. So she fell in love and a war was involved and he chose his army over her and she punished him and... But always the shapeshifter, and she's agile and emotionally intelligent to morph and move around the people around her, to always be in her own two feet and in the best state of her for whoever she's around. And yeah, I feel like you'd resonate with her a lot.
Wow.
With any god, I mean, the goddess stories in this book from...
Yeah, you have so many different types of goddesses
to Egypt, in to, like, lost civilizations to...
I'm so interested in the Egypt one. Oh my god. Tell me about an Egypt goddess.
Amazing. They're amazing. Oh, I mean, there's, like, there are heaps of cats. So the Egyptians were all... a lot of the feminine entities were with the cows, the cats, the birds. So you really get into almost, like, the goddess totems.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. Like, I mean, and you'll see them. You were talking before about the snake and you were moving your hands to me when you were talking like a snake.
Oh my gosh.
You're talking about shedding your skin, which is very Morrigan shapeshifter, but also snake sheds its skin. It constantly moves and transforms. It's shaky. It's moving. It's agile. It's healing. It sheds. It's...
Was I talking about a snake earlier?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I wrote today when I was at the Street Organics, I wrote this poem about a snake and shedding its skin. Oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
Weird.
So many synchronicities right now. But hey, it was something that just came through randomly at the coffee shop. Wow.
This is so interesting. I feel like you're definitely...
What's her name again?
Morrigan.
Morrigan. Wow. Yeah. And we were talking about, because I do physically and internally as well, shift. Also, I know that you talk a lot about, well, I see on your Instagram posts, you talk about light councils of goddess. What is a light council?
For me, a light council are the women who show up right when you need them. Yeah. And they show up in force. So I call them... For me, everyone has a light council. Like right now... You listening, think about the people who you've appointed in different positions in your life. So you are the CEO of you.com and you have a vice president, you know, the counselor, the cheerleader,
That's true.
The receptionist. You have these people that you go to and most of the time they don't know that you've employed them. And that they're operating in a position. And sometimes they're people that you would least expect and you wouldn't have really given much thought to, you know, like I think there's one lady that I go to advice and she's a grumpy old lady. I don't know if I even really like her that much, but I go to her because I know that I'll always get the truth.
Ah.
Because she's not afraid to hurt my feelings. Honest. She's my hard coach.
Wow.
She is my hard coach. She's like my boot camp Marine Corps leader.
But she like lets you have
yell
it.
Yell in my face. Yeah. And tell me what I need to hear.
I want one of those.
Yeah. You will have one. Think about it. I guess the biggest thing with a light council is that you know what's best for where you need to get to be, and you need to appoint the right people around you. So that also means firing people who aren't doing their job. And don't worry about firing them because they don't even know that they had a job in the first place. You know, but bow out. Bow out of energy that isn't a catalyst for you, that doesn't leave you feeling more inspired or more settled or more centered, you know?
I like to surround myself with what I call expanders, people that are expanding me in some way, or I feel like I'm helping expand them, or we're both doing it together.
I love that. You're wise.
You're very wise. You're wise too.
Shapeshifter.
You're such a shapeshifter. Oh, man. What does the female face of God throughout history look like?
Yeah. So many faces.
So many faces.
And none. Because it's energy.
Right.
You know, like, and I don't even want to say it wasn't male, it's female, or it's female and it's male. It's energy.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to say that in a sandals and candles type of way. Like a
little airy fairy. People are like, yeah, that's energy.
Yeah. I don't mean it in like the kumbaya way.
No, it really is energy.
Yeah. But it really,
it's hard for us to comprehend sometimes though, because we're like, you know, I remember when I was shifting away from that idea that God was not a man and he wasn't a person that is going to choose my fate when I die, my destiny, I guess, because my fate, I guess, is already predestined supposedly. And I was always confused about that. I'm like, why do I need to, I feel like I'm being so judged, and why do I have to fear this God man in the sky? And I would think of his face and I'm like, why am I scared of you? Like, instead of trying to feel good for you.
Yeah.
But having this idea that there is a male female energy that is not an actual face or person that is going to decide my afterlife destiny makes everything feel more at ease here on this earth.
And that's the whole point, I feel like, as humans, we just look for things that help us, that make us feel a bit more consoled and cradled and at peace with our day and the stuff that gets thrown at us. And so I think stories is one of those. We feel we can relate. Yeah. We understand. We've been the winner and the loser in any given month.
The young masculine.
But we also need the tools. So when you think of, you know, particularly an evolutional goddess, it's so much more than understanding what energy you are and space you're in and hearing stories that you can relate to. It's about getting the modalities to help you hone or hone down or balance or dial up whatever energy you're in.
What are some of those tools?
Everything. So whatever energy you're in, there'll be flowers that you can put your, you know, foods that will resonate with you more. Oils.
Wait, what do you mean, like, what kind of energy you're in? Like, if you are in a bad mood or if you're feeling you are a little smaller, putting on this invisible cloak, or if you're a little too much out there and a little narcissistic or something, like, are those the type of different energies?
Totally. So, like, okay, if you're feeling a little bit down, you're probably in water energy, feeling emotionally deeply, you've sunk, right? You're feeling a bit subdued, immersed in what you're feeling. So there's water energy modalities to help you in that. If you're feeling destructive and angry and you're fiery energy, and there's modalities to help you in that. If you're feeling eerie, like you're super social but you're not really anywhere and you're feeling completely ungrounded, but then you want to see everyone but then you're never really here or there and you feel like you're never really connected with anybody,
right?
That's air. There's things that you can tap into for that, and it's not just about learning about the other goddesses. And there is themes and common threads between the energy and the goddess that coincides with the energy. So the moon goddesses had always run away from something. you know, the sun goddesses had almost always been at war with something, you know, and it helps you understand that maybe you're running away from something in your life, or you're at war with something that you need to confront and make peace with, or you know, victor over, confront.
Yeah,
it's just another way that you can...
So, let's say that you are down and you have, there are, you say, water modalities that could help you rise back up from that water. What is one example?
Yeah, so water modalities, we have different salutations. Mm-hmm. Water is obviously aromatherapy, and scent is important to water.
Yeah.
The ritual of bath.
Right, of course.
Immersing yourself in water.
Especially natural
water. Aligning your chakras
like
in water.
Like ocean or hot springs or rivers.
Yep. Spending time by moving water.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to close your eyes and meditate, but you can just watch the water.
Wow, yeah.
I've found this writing this book because I was like, I have to try this. I'm not going to write about this shit and then not actually do it.
Good. I'm glad that you're a true author who's actually practicing what they're preaching.
And so I went and I sat down by this river in New Zealand. Beautiful, green, moss everywhere. You really are in Lord of the Rings. And I sat down by this river and there's a token sheep behind me.
Of course. They're everywhere.
And I'm watching the water flow and I'm like, oh, it looks so effortless. And at first I'm resentful of the water. Because I start to think, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm swimming upstream. Why am I swimming against the current? What's going on for me?
Wow.
You know, and the more I sit there with water, spend time with water, don't have to be in it, you can just be with it. I realize that actually to truly flow, you need to float, which means not grabbing on to any of the roots or rocks as you carry yourself down, not trying to steer yourself or navigate yourself or direct yourself up. Stream.
Yeah.
It's actually about surrender and trust. Arms on your chest, feet up.
Yeah.
Breathe. Don't hold your breath, you will sink.
Yeah.
And go. And actually go with the flow. And I think when you're aware of the element that might be connected to you, you can learn from the element. And it's an ancient thing. It's not just from us.
I know. Well, nature is one of our greatest teachers. Mm-hmm. And it just sounded like at that time you knew exactly what modality tool to pull out. And so you chose water because of what you were going through. And that was supposed to be the case because nature really is our greatest teacher. We get so many downloads when we just listen and recognize like our life situation can be exactly what we're witnessing nature experience or wave to us themselves, and what it's rippling with that water is exactly like you needed to just allow yourself to flow and surrender and let go. And what better way to tell you this than the idea of fighting against a current going upstream?
Yeah. So yeah.
It's so
be
powerful.
Be with that energy. Be with that element. And so that's one of the modalities. And they're not... The thing is, I think when you're reading about your energy at the time, or whether you look at it daily or weekly or yearly or whatever... it will make sense to you and it will feel like you already know the answer when you're reading it.
Yes.
Because you do.
You just feel it. You're like, ah, I get her. Who are some goddesses today that really fully embody and are activated in their feminine superpowers?
I love that. And I put them all throughout the book.
Okay, good.
Women that are real and that are doing it.
Yes.
And show you how to walk the talk.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of people. There's people who lead marches, people who write books, people who quietly go about their business, but as a result, ripple out. You know, there's been people throughout history who I mention in the book who I just adore, like Rachel Carson, who spoke out hugely about pesticides years and years ago, and now is just starting to come through fruition, things that she spoke about being so evident in today.
She's saving our bodies. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. Wow. Women that are working in sustainable power and businesses, you know, what they're doing to help impact and change the world in a different way. You know, you don't have to be holding a protest sign on the street. You can be helping to change the way people use solar energy and helping getting that to the mainstream through to, you know, the authors and the speakers and people who are creating movements, and not just about the earth or about spirituality, but about body image movement. Like Taryn Bramford from Embrace, she's done this beautiful documentary Embrace, and she's been a big influence to me because she is probably one of the bravest warrior goddess I see. She is not afraid to post on Instagram with it all out.
Hell yeah.
She never sucks in. She never angles her chin down. She never hoists her camera up in the sky to get the perfect angle. She owns it, and she dances, and she sings, and it's so inspiring.
That is beautiful. Because
it's real. It's real.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
My truth bumps. Because it's real. Wow. Who else? Who's an author that is that you, because you're an author yourself, but who's somebody that you really look up to that owns their divine feminine energy?
There are so many. There are so many women who I truly
admire. You have so many books. Your living room's also a library.
There's even all behind me.
I know.
I just, yeah, I'm a bookworm. And woman-wise, I adore Rebecca Campbell, Shannon Kayser, Terai Trent. I loved Maria Gimbut. I can never pronounce her last name. Amazing archaeologist that studied the goddess. Gloria Steinem. So many. Yeah. The ladies at Energy Muse that write about crystals.
Yes, we interviewed them. They are brilliant.
I love them.
And Tammy, I think, yes.
And you know what? The reason why I love all these women, and they're all so different, is because they've found their why.
Yes.
And they're goddess because they're a woman I greatly admire.
And they're owning it. I greatly admire them too.
Yeah.
I still want to read Rebecca Campbell's book. And is there anything else in this book that you want to let our listeners know about? I'm searching through it right now.
I would love. So there's one thing that really repeated, like, you know that annoying song that gets stuck in your head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have them daily.
You made me obsessed with Macklemore, by the way.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Macklemore. I've had a song on
repeat.
Which one?
Sing it so
loudly.
These days? Yeah. The chick part? I'm like, this is my part.
Oh my gosh. We were all in the car. It was you, Brad, your adorable fiance, who's like, he's hiding in the bedroom right now, which is so sweet. And then it was Allie and Claire and I in the back. And that's, we were all in the middle of a deep conversation. I don't know. That song came on and Allie and Claire and I, we just started going, oh, and you're like, oh, this is a song. You turned it up. The car was silent, except for there were some tears. And it was wonderful. If anybody has listened to that song these days, Macklemore, just make sure you have a tissue with you.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Makes you think about every run-in that you've ever had with another soul in your life and making peace with them, eh? It's healing.
Oh my gosh, I just had truth bumps again, because you're right. That is another, everybody has their own interpretation and relationship with all songs, and that song in particular.
I go there, and when I hear that song, I greet them. Like, I energetically have a dance.
Yeah.
And kind of make peace.
Oh, speaking of dance, what are some ways we can fully embody? I was thinking about dance, like fully embody that goddess energy and really just tap in. Because I know one thing Allie and I would do is like we would just turn on some goddessy music and just allow our hips to sway very snake-like and just get into the music. And then the rest of the time we were just really tapped in. And I'm not going to lie, we also have meditated to Beyonce.
Yes.
And then when the song was over, we looked up and we just looked into each other's eyes and we're like, yeah. I'm serious. We're weird. But like, what are some ways you can really just tap in and fully embody? I know there's so many different types of goddesses, but how about, that brings me to another question, which I will ask later. But what are some ways to just tap into maybe a powerful goddess energy, like that Marilyn energy that I was talking to you about?
Yeah, Marilyn energy.
Yes.
The grind, you know, like our pelvic floor. And this is where the goddess, like, This is where people are trying to get a little bit uncomfortable. And I can feel like guys being like, oh God, I'm tapping out. Don't. It's okay. I'll come back. But dance, moving your hips, you know, the shaki. That's why so many women are loving Kundalini at the moment, because it's almost like that spiral energy. And when we dance and when you get into that trance-like state in a festival and you see that one chick who's dancing on her own, and at first you think looks crazy, and then you get lured in like the moth to the flame because she just looks so erotic and at peace. She is in her, she's rose, her snake, her Kundalini, her
oh my gosh.
Goddess, and she is owning it, right?
Yes.
And you look at her and you think, you're sexy, you're a minx. Like, I look how free you are.
And she's dancing. That saying, dance like no one's watching, it's so true. Man. It just makes you seem, or it makes you so empowered.
Do you know that?
And carefree.
One of the things that the role of the goddess, the priestess, used to be, when men came back from war, when they're vulnerable and broken and hurt and they needed healing, when they needed nurturing and protection from the feminine, they would come. And in the temples, these priestesses would dance and move and be sexual and kiss and hold and hug and fuck. It was all sacred. It was all sacred because it was all about feminine energy and expression and connection and healing.
Yeah.
And nothing was ever prostituted or dirty about it, because it was giving your energy to someone else, you know. And I think that is still a big element of goddess that people struggle with. And I think there's, I mean, society, whatever, the evolution of goddess is what it is.
Well, it's like you said, 2018, and now it's rising the feminine energy, and we're accepting that, no longer masking it with the masculine energy. So it is fully blooming, which is beautiful. But speaking of that wonderful F word, I remember you said this. I know. You know exactly where I'm going. So I know one thing that I need to work on, and that is tapping into my sexual goddess energy. I am so not tapped into that. Fully admitted it. Like, I do my best at times when I write a poem and it just sounds so sexy and smooth. I'm like, ooh, yes. Or I dance and I like tap into her. But I, like I've told you, it has been 4 years since I have slept with a man. I am not tapped into that part, and I can tell my solar plexus area, it is telling me, like, you need to have that happen. You need to manifest that soon. But I don't want to just have that with anybody, you know. That's just, which is fine when people do, or I just don't want to go there yet. But how do I tap into that energy without, until I, you know, find him?
Play. And I don't mean that in like a dirty, wanky way.
No.
Like, actually play, like sensual. Like, okay, when was the last time that you actually massaged your chest?
Oh my gosh, it's been years probably. Yeah.
And do you know what? Like, the more women do that, and whether it's just in the shower when they're washing and you give yourself an extra 5 minutes and actually give yourself some time and acknowledge your body.
Right.
People's breasts become more perky. Like, forget boob jobs, babes, and push-up bras and all that shit. Like, get in there and, like, spend time with them. You know, like, you ignore these limbs, these beautiful parts of your body, because you're so busy looking at your goddamn face. Like, you guys, these are what makes you feminine. Your curves.
Yeah.
You know, your lumps, as most women would probably describe them. You know, like, how many times do you spend your time sucking in and twisting and angling and contorting yourself,
right,
instead of actually massaging and being. It doesn't have to be sexual or sensual. It's just more about spending time in your vessel.
And tapping.
Your vessel.
Ah, this is my vessel. And she needs, I know so well, wholeheartedly, that is one energy that my soul desperately is screaming to tap back into. And I was like, well, I don't want to do it with just anybody right now, but I like that.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, own your energy, and when you welcome people into your space, it's One thing that deserves it. Leaky vessel, and I'm sure I've told you about this, but leaky vessel, I feel like you and I would be very bad at leaky vessel. So
what is a leaky vessel?
We are a vessel of energy, and we wake up in the morning, we are full. Mm-hmm. We are full. And as soon as we open our mouth, we start to empty.
Mm.
And the more we talk, the more we spill our energy.
Mm.
And as a creative, whether you are writing or blogging, making content, singer, you know, whatever you're making, creating with your feminine energy, don't spill or crack your vessel and seep energy out. And that means try to have moments of silence with yourself. And hone that energy into you time. So whether that's a massage or self-love or a book or a walk or writing or poetry or whatever it is you do. But the feminine in us loves to befriend and tend, mother and nurture.
Mother is definitely a thing of mine. I definitely am mother.
Yeah. And so you spill your energy out. So don't.
But why am I starting to feel like this is a bad thing? Like I do feel good about the fact that I'm finally vulnerable and sharing my story, but I do understand the spilling. That makes sense. Because I used to just like keep it all in, and not share anything, but now, and I do love to mother and be there, but then sometimes I feel like that can be taken for granted. And now I'm trying to figure out, all right, what's the balance? I want to share and I want to be vulnerable so I can be there for people that, you know, come to Your Own Magic to learn more and feel less alone and, learn more and discover themselves. And also when it comes to friends, I do love to mother and give them that attention, but I don't want to be taken advantage of anymore. So where's the balance for both of those?
The balance. Isn't that the whole theme?
Right.
We've been talking about. Right. And all of us are trying to work it out. Like, yeah. And all of us want to belong. All of us are working out the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like anyone that says that they know everything, that they've got it sorted, that they're in balance, is full of it. We're all working
it out.
We all
don't know.
Yeah. We're learning.
The more we know, the less we know. I realize that. Like the more I'm starting to learn, I'm like, wow, the less I know. Like, yeah. I really don't know a lot.
I was talking to my girlfriend the other day and she was like, I caught up with my grandmother and she's not spiritual at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, meditating. Oh yeah, that's good for you, love. That's good for you. You need that. You've got a busy mind. And, you know, we all laughed and she said, you know, my practice is I go into my garden and you know what? The longer you look at the flowers and you count the flowers, the more you see.
Wow.
And I thought, you're a wise lady.
That is so beautiful.
You're such a wise
you
lady.
You are a wise lady.
Yeah.
The more you count the flowers, the more you see. You know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow when I go into the forest.
Yeah. So you're conscious. You're talking about how you're learning about giving yourself, but then boundaries and finding that sense of balance. You're working it out. You're learning. Yeah. You're growing.
Yeah.
And the more you see and experience, the more you'll learn and understand. It's beautiful.
Mm.
Like, we work it out. It's a tightrope. And sometimes we fall and sometimes we fall hard, but we learn hard, right?
Right. Sometimes, yeah, the hard falls are worth it, right?
The face plants. The spiritual face plant moment.
Oh my gosh, so good. Is there any more about this book that you'd like to share?
No, that's pretty much it. I think the one thing, the song, the Macklemore repeat song. So I started hearing a beating drum a lot when I was reading this book, and huge spiders, like Amazonian sized spiders, would show up, and they're not meant to live in New Zealand, that size spiders. And the more and more I research into spider as a goddess totem, they're the weavers, they're magic, and grandmother spider, ancient grandmother energy, and the drum was grandmother energy. I found myself actually already hearing the beat of the song.
Whoa.
So when I heard the song,
whoa,
truth
crazy.
Bumps, like you would say, through the roof, like I swear the hairs on my legs, and I'm not a hairy lesbian, I shave my legs, don't worry, but they could have cut through my pants, they were so
long. Oh my gosh.
And so I reached out to this lady, and she's been an activist for years, and I actually bowed to her, because I feel like where she's at, And what she's achieved is amazing. You know, I don't even scratch the surface of what she's been doing. And her name was Sandy Vaughan. And I said, I have to share this song with you, with my book. And she's like, please, by all means. And so it's so funny because when you share someone else's creativity, you feel, am I quoting it right? I hope they don't mind. Mm. Oh my gosh, what if they, you know, the chick in my head showed up and she was doing full ninja with my self-doubt. Oh my God, maybe I should take it out. Oh my God. So I sent her the book the other day and she loved it and she sent me the nicest message and I cried and goosebumps went full steam and it's inspired her to write more songs.
No.
Which is amazing. And if you get a chance to listen to her singing this actual song, it's divine. It is called I Hear the Voices of My Grandmothers. And essentially, like, the lyrics are literally just listen. Yeah, I want you to Google and listen to it because I could read it, but it doesn't do it justice. But it's essentially telling you the story of how you can hear the sound of your voices, your grandmothers calling you, your ancestors.
Wow.
And they're asking you, she says, wake up, child, wake up, listen. You know, and I feel like there's so many women and men out there at the moment that are feeling like the zombie apocalypse of just 9 to 5 is over. You know, yeah we're all watching Netflix, but we're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and yeah, so I think I ended the book on that song because I felt so passionate about it. And it was a song that I promise you will haunt you in the most mesmerizing. I'm tired. I have a leaky vessel. It will haunt you in the most beautiful way. And the way that your dark goddess will awaken within you. And I hope that you guys greet her and honor her and feel her out in the most glorious ways, because she's a side of you that has so many more lessons and tools to teach you than you can even imagine. And yeah, at first she's wild and untamable and you'll feel like you've hit a crazy, crazy switch. But that's the point.
I'm so happy that you circled back to that. I will leave a link of that song, I believe I should, below. So we're in the show notes so people can find it more easily. So I'll make sure to get that from you when we wrap up. But you do have to answer this one last question, which you've answered before. So it might be a different one this time. But we ask all our guests, how would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Oh, I wonder if this is the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say stay curious.
I think that was.
Yeah? Okay, good. I'm consistent.
Yeah. That was not you. It was somebody else, but I think that was you.
Good. Curiosity is the best way to evolve and expand and develop and grow, which is the whole point.
Stay curious. Emma, thank you so much. Seriously, for the second round, like, everybody loved your last episode. So, and I know that this one, we got even more brilliant nuggets of wisdom from you. So thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you too, babe. You're a soul sister from another mother, for sure.
You are to soul sister. It's so funny. You said, hey, you guys should, if you're ever in New Zealand, like, say hi. Then we pop up in New Zealand. We took it that seriously.
Yeah. And now you're sitting on my couch and I'm looking into your soul and I'm so glad you came.
I'm so glad.
Down to the bottom of the earth to have a sister hang out. How lucky am I?
So, I feel so lucky. To the moon and back. I do.
Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.